catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hi Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
G'day Jane, g'day Mick.
Hold the front page.
What?
Woolworths have run out of Ooshies.
Disney
Ooshies.
Oh my God.
What kind of world are we living in?
I will have the exclusive story here on Kennedy Malloy.
That will go in to our first world problems.
There's a
section.
Few. One, two, We'd three, like to five, hear you. Yeah.
Give us a call and you can be in it. Jane, you've been watching the Emmys, I believe.
I have indeed, and I've enjoyed it because there was no red carpet. I got to see everybody's living rooms and their couches and their friends and family. It was actually fun.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. Neroli Meadows is on deck, as is the tradition, with her weekend sports wrap-up. It's full as a goog.
Yep.
I hope she gets to Eddie Maguire gate. If she doesn't
at the
bring
Pink
it up,
Flamingo.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Eddie at the Pink Flamingo.
No, well.
Then getting a kebab out the front of Hollywood Showgirls.
Hang on.
Then in a fight. Oh. Then locked up. I know Eddie Maguire.
He's
had one with a lot.
No, I think it'll be fine. Hey, we are going to touch base with Australia's most influential foremost space expert, aren't we, Mick?
To talk about the successful launch in South Australia, no one knows more than this guy.
Oh,
hang about, you wait.
It's the Kniba rocket, isn't it?
Kniba, we have a problem.
Kniba,
let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, let's go to that. We've got Tom Gleisner on because it's the 200th episode of Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight? 200 shows. Well done, guys,
200.
For getting to that point.
What a milestone.
200.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you have me on for a landmark show?
Well, let's ask Tom why. I'm sure he'll say why.
It's a special occasion. I would have been good on the 200.
Yeah, they just don't want anything to go wrong on that show.
They could have come out. They could have done a balloon drop.
We've got lots more. Sure. I might have an I Call BS. I've been through the mags.
Yeah, world
checking
news.
Them out.
We've got
world
a few
news.
Good ones. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We are catching up with all the shenanigans from the weekend. Good to see you two. I mentioned first world problems.
Mm. Yes, what's that?
The Woolworths don't have any issues. We'll get to that.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I've had my own. Can we have an opener of some description?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah,
can we have it?
It'll be a way of turning all your rants into a segment.
I've got
first world problems.
Emergency first world problems.
Hit me.
Just before we get to your first world problems, Jane, I've got a ripper. It's confirmed. I cannot use my Netflix. Every time I turn on Netflix, my sensor light on my staircase goes off.
I've got first world problems.
And I've confirmed this because, two, if I pause it, then the sensor light goes out. Oh. And what kind of connection can there be between Netflix?
But can you still watch Netflix?
Yeah, I can, but the sensor light's on and I'm not watching Netflix. I'm locked down in a house for 24 hours.
Oh, you don't want your sensor light on?
I don't want the sensor light on.
You want in the dark.
But it also bugs me because it makes me think someone's on the staircase. So now I'm trying to watch Netflix. It's 2 in the morning. Yeah. My sensor light's on.
Hey, calm down. Yeah, it's all right. You know what I would have suggested, which you'd normally do with these issues?
Mm-hmm.
Just smash the sensor light. This is what you did to your fire alarm.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I did to the dumb.
Why don't you get your broom and just smash the smithereens out of your sensor light?
I'll do that tonight.
There you go. Problem solved.
If there's an electrician out there, if anyone even has a... Because I can't call anyone over either.
Right.
Oh.
If anyone has any friggin' idea...
That is an essential... people can go round if it's a real emergency.
It is. It is.
So when you go to your stairs and you walk up, the light comes on automatically.
It goes on automatically. So, and then when I exit the stairs, it goes off.
Oh.
Except when I'm watching Netflix on my couch.
All right.
And you're changing the
channel.
Okay, we get that.
What was your
first
world
problem? My first world problem is my teppanyaki grill didn't work on Saturday.
I've got first world problems.
Two words, Jane. Air fryer. This has got air fryer written all over it. Well, hang on, what's a teppanyaki? What is it?
Okay, because we said we had a birthday, double birthday celebration in the house.
Too. And it was a Japanese theme.
It was a Japanese theme.
Konnichiwa.
It was a great hit. We had sushi and I was cooking some steak.
Don't ever say konnichiwa again.
Sorry.
Can we dump
very
that?
Very expensive steak, right?
A very expensive steak. Was this the Tomahawks?
No, this was Wagyu Australian, supporting the Australian beef and Wagyu industry from Tasmania. I got for our big family one steak and I was going to do it nicely thin sliced. And I thought I'll order from overseas a teppanyaki girl. Yeah.
Well, that's not supporting Australia, is it?
No, but I ordered this ages ago. Right. I'm supporting Australia with the beef.
When you got hit on the head? Is that when you ordered it?
It was when I got hit on the head. Yeah. And also, unfortunately, it was a Chinese plug. So I had to get an adapter. And then it blew up the house and all the power went out. And then I kept my cool. I thought, this is not going to work. So I ripped the whole thing up and I walked out to the backyard and I put it into the green garbage bin. The plate, because it didn't work, did it? So I had big plans. Anyway,
you didn't
I ended
use the teppanyaki
it.
Grill?
No.
That's how you cook the meat?
Yeah.
I put it in the fry pan, which is an untraditional manner in which to cook the Japanese feast.
Sorry, Jane, got to interrupt there. Daryl's on the line. He may have an answer for my conundrum.
Yeah, what is Daryl? It, Daryl?
Yeah, mate.
How do I solve the complex problem of my Netflix going on and their Senselight going on at the same time?
Okay, mate. It happened to me at home. What I did is I switched it off the wall, got a chair and push the reset button on the light itself and then turn it back on.
Daryl, stop happening. Sorry.
I can't believe you rang up for turn it on and off at the wall again.
You've said reset button. That means involves Mick finding where a reset button is.
And where would that be? Is it on the actual light?
It's on the light at the up in the corner, wherever you
How am I going to get to that, mate?
His nose has got a ladder. Don't get him on a chair. He'll hit his head too, like me.
Try it on a chair.
I'll ring you next week in hospital.
Yes, I can highly recommend it.
Michael's got an answer. Michael, please,
what's
it?
What's the answer?
Yes, it's an answer my folks would have come up with, but you put your best pair of footy socks over it, mate.
Oh.
Well, that's very technical, Michael.
Not a bad idea.
But he still wants the sensor light to work. He just doesn't want it to be connected to his Netflix, that's all.
Shannon's got an interesting thing to add. Shannon, what do you know?
Mate, I've got a reading lamp in my room, and it won't come on at all. It does not work at all.
Yeah.
When I put Netflix on, the beginning comes on.
Mate, wow. This is spooky, Mick.
What is Netflix
up
to? Are they listening in? Are they watching me watch the show?
Yes, they are.
Are they tracking my every...
What are you watching on Netflix, by the way?
I mean, Mick. What's they're tracking me too, mate. What's going on there?
Oh, what are they going to learn off you, Shannon?
Careful. I was going to say, are we in delay?
Case of Brick Lane. The draft coming your way.
Okay. Forget that now. Yeah. Park that. We want to know about your first world problems. What have you got?
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
We have a first world
problem. Your way of turning all your rants into a segment.
I've got
first world problems.
Emergency first world problem.
Hit me.
Well, one of the most dramatic things that's happened in years in this country. They're cancelling Ooshies at Woolworths, Mick.
You can't do it. Why?
They can't do that. It's because of the demand. There's just too many people want too many at one time. They just run out. Not Ooshies. And even Victoria, they just held them back because they're on lockdown. They can't get to the stores, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, you know what? Forget punching on in aisle six over toilet paper. Oh. Forget baby formula.
Right.
This could go bonkers.
Yeah.
People will
It could indeed.
That guy got the last ooshie.
Yeah.
We've had a big ooshie scenario in this house
Did you collect them?
Yeah. Yes, they have begun collecting them now. Right. What's the... but there's too many of the same ones that keep popping up.
Is there?
Oh, they're flooding the market.
It's a stupid, desperate... No, what is that character from... And too many that were all
Woody,
the same.
Is it Woody from Toy Story?
No, Woody's
He's very
good.
Popular. You get a Woody.
He's very popular. Yeah, it's, oh, I know. Woody it's Frozen 2 characters. They can get stuffed.
Jeez. I don't even know what an ooshie is. Like the little miniature toys, are they?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we don't collect ooshies. Don't look at me like that. I'm a husband.
Oh, first world problem.
I got first world problems.
You don't collect. Well, who doesn't? I mean.
I don't. I don't have little kids.
Dave, calm down.
All right, sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to collect a bloody ooshie.
There's a third world problem, though. No ooshies at Woolworths. Well detected, Jane.
Thank you.
This will end. This is going to end in anarchy. Mm. This will end in stores burning.
It's outrageous.
This will end in Orlando-style riots.
Wow.
Out front of Woolworths. Our song whisperer, Jay Mueller, Jay Mondo, you have a first world problem.
My iPhone keeps heating up and it's burning me.
Oh.
I've got first world problems.
Your phone keeps burning you.
Popping it inside your underpants?
The back of the phone just keeps getting really, really hot.
It happens occasionally. You go, what is... It happens occasionally. What's that about?
Yeah. I know. It's when you have an app open that uses a lot of power, like iRadio. So you must be listening to opposition radio stations, things like that. Or you have Google Maps open. It's when it's using a lot of power.
High-powered things, yeah.
Could be. Well, it's not fun.
Just come to me for any issues.
All right, well, we will. Hey, Michael's on the line. Michael, you got a first-world problem?
Yes, I actually do. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you. Hit us with it. See if we can help you.
All right. I drive a 2013 model Mazda 3 hatchback. I work at a sheet metal shop. Every time I go to work, the guys constantly berate me, saying I drive a secretary's car. I got
problems. Now, Michael, it's Dangerous Dave talking here.
Dangerous talking through.
Speak man to man on this one.
I work at a rock radio station that thrives on AC/DC, The Angels, Choir Boys, Slash.
Yeah. Dr. Dan.
I drive a 2006 Hyundai Getz hatchback, one owner only, red in colour, and, mate, you just got to own it. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, I own it. I play heavy songs and all that, like Metallica and
Me
all that.
Me too.
I rock my car.
Yeah, well done.
And you're proud of it, aren't you? You feel good?
Hey, I said this was the first car I bought brand new after finishing an apprenticeship. I worked bloody hard for it.
All right, Michael, settle down. Well, if you work
no,
that hard,
well, we like your choice of car.
You know what I'd do? I'd work hard and get some more money and buy a new car.
Mickey wants you to buy a ute, mate.
I tell you what, we'll give you a case of Brick Lane, by the way, the drive.
Yeah, you get a Brick Lane, Michael.
Case of Brick Lane, put that in your way, Michael.
See it'll fit in the hatchback.
Yeah,
that'll be good fun. You know, it's just a bit of harmless ribbing from the lads.
Yeah, what could go wrong there?
Yeah, like they didn't set you on fire or something as a joke.
Yeah, no, that's all good fun on site bullying,
good
isn't
on you,
it?
Michael.
Let's go to
Rachel.
Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, guys. How are you?
First world
problem. Yeah, good.
Oh, huge first world problem. Decided we can't travel, so we'll put a new kitchen in. Wanted it before Christmas. Now it's been delayed till the 18th of January.
What?
Oh, my God.
That is so unfair.
What is going on?
I tried to blame my husband. I've tried to blame everybody, the universe, everything. I am not a happy chappy.
Because you wanted it all. You wanted it all nice for Christmas Day lunch, didn't you?
I did. I really did.
Oh,
and I said to my hubby, you're just going to have to buy me another present. And he goes, oh, that is your present, so I don't get anything for Christmas.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if you've facilitated this late arrival. This is very good for you. I mean, there's no cooking over the Christmas, New Year's period.
Yeah.
You want Uber Eats, are you?
Yeah,
that's going to get a bashing.
Maybe it's just time for an out. If you've got a barbecue outside, that's what's going to happen.
I know. Just sad days. Sad days. Can't
Rachel,
do anything,
we feel your pain. That's sad. Let's give Rachel some Brick Lane too, just to get through her pain and to have on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call if you've got a first world problem. I've got coming up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Have you been paying attention back on tonight? It's the 200th episode. Tom Gleisner hosts that show. He's the quiz master. He'll be joining us in the second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Okay, and we've got our space expert on the line ready to talk about the historic launch from South Australia. We'll get to that in just a minute, but we have first world problem on the line. Who is it, Jane?
This is Craig, and Craig has a very distressing first world problem I think we should share with Australia. Hello, Craig.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, good. Tell us. Well, we're on your side.
This one's targeted more towards you, Mickey. That there, 2019 Grand Final, watching the Tigers get a win.
Yeah.
So thinking that we're going to be a chance this year, go out and buy a brand new Sony Bravia 65-inch. Oh,
good call.
Cost me $5,000, Mickey.
Cool. Yeah, that's a big call.
Investment.
Well done.
Not even an antenna cable.
Oh.
What do you mean?
There's no aerial input.
There's no aerial cable.
Really?
Oh, no.
For what? No, on the TV? Or they didn't give you
to plug into the wall. They didn't come with it.
No good.
Oh, mate, I think we've got a winner. Mate, go and buy yourself.
Go down to JBI for online, mate.
The Brick Lane, it's the draft. Okay. Craig, you're going to love. Great beer.
Thanks, guys.
Available at Dan Murphy's.
All right. Now, what we do need to discuss an historic moment in Australian space exploration. We need an astronomer
Right.
Who would you get? Who would you get?
Well, an astrophysicist.
An astrophysicist.
If only we knew an astrophysicist.
We do indeed, because we know the former bachelor.
Oh, what?
It's Matty Agnew. Oh, hi, Matt.
He was our house astrologer for a while.
You were. You were Kennedy Malloy's astronomer. Not astrologer.
Not astrologer. It's a bit of a, you know, wind-up just to get...
Sorry, mate. No.
No, you're right.
What an important... how are you, by the way, just before we get into it? Are you all good?
Yeah, I'm well. Apart from the obvious, I'm well.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the obvious?
Maybe lockdown.
Oh, the obvious is lockdown. Right.
Where were you going, Joe?
Because I was thinking, are you single?
A private life question.
No, yes, it was a private life question.
They'll still be like seagulls squabbling over a chip. Am I right?
Well, they should be. Have you got a lovely lady?
No, I don't.
Have you got a bubble buddy?
Matty,
Have you got a bubble buddy?
Yeah, that's what you need. Yeah.
I've got a dog, you know.
I'll be a bubble buddy.
And Matt?
A bubble buddy, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Didn't we work out that Mickey lives around the corner from you? So
I think we did. Double date written all over it.
There we go.
We'll burst out of that bubble.
Yeah. All right, now let's get to the business end of things, because we honestly, to be serious, we needed to know somebody who's an expert in this field. And
it's a historical moment.
A small commercial rocket has been launched to the edge of space, and it's called the DART rocket. Can you fill us in a bit on this South Australian phenomenon?
What does it mean to Australian space travel? What's occurred in Kyneba?
Yeah, so it's very exciting. Southern launched one of the first rockets in Australia for years, really, since the historical Woomera rocket range. So it's really exciting for space exploration and space launch in Australia, because it's putting us back on the map, putting us into the field with the big players. It's obviously starting small. It was only a 3.4-metre rocket.
You could say that. Let's just explain how long it is for our listeners at home.
The size of a cigar.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, you got to walk where you can run.
Baby steps, that's right.
It's 3.4 metres long, Manny.
And the first attempt blew up.
Yes, but no, they were, you know, quick to adapt.
Why are you quick to defend them? Why are you on Kyneba's side? I thought that was embarrassing. Have they got it up?
I think that's a testament to the engineering and the adaptability and the resilience of these kinds of initiatives.
If you had a space monkey, would you allow it into be shot into space by South Australians?
I mean, not this particular rocket.
It'd have to cling to the outside.
That's it. But, yeah, no, absolutely. And this is just the first of many, many
steps. Well, where do we go from here? Where do we go?
Well, bigger and better things. There is planned, I think it's 2022, there's a launch by, and it could be... Northern Equatorial launch. I might be getting this wrong. It might be Gilmore Space.
They've invested $7 billion in this, so they're not mucking around.
No, that's right. And to be honest, $7 billion is kind of small biscuits when you compare to the size of the Australian or the space industry globally. By 2030, it's expected to be half a trillion.
I prefer talking to you when you're dating chick with fake cans.
I'm starting to work out why you're single, Matt.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hey, Matty.
No, I'm joking, Matty, because to me... you know, I'm a nerd girl. I'm really interested in this, but I love you.
Throwing your hat in the ring. By the way.
It's not. I'm not throwing my hat in the ring. Don't be stupid. What I'm saying is that I love your enthusiasm about this program, and that's why we're talking to you, because we've got to talk up this rocket launch.
Hey, have you noticed anything interesting about the Helix Nebula?
Sorry, say it again.
Have you noticed anything interesting happening with the Helix Nebula?
Wild stuff happening.
Right. Do you know what we need?
What the hell?
What are you talking about? An Agnew Nebula.
Oh,
I would like to see that too, actually. I think it's got a good ring to it.
No, I like it. Well, there is a Ring Nebula, by the way. There's a Ring Nebula, Crab Nebula. Let's talk about this off air. a lot of our astronomy chat will go over the heads of the normal people. Hey, good on you, mate.
So good.
We're on your mat. Always love a catching pleasure to up. Speak to you.
Can we keep in touch with you, and you continue to be our space correspondent on Kennedy Malloy?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Matt Agnew.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
I feel like a real reporter right now because it's hot off the press. I've been watching all afternoon. It's right down my alley. Might not be down other people's alleys. What was the Emmy Awards? Some very different Emmy Awards this year, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Watching TV.
Oh yeah, that's what I do in my life. Yeah. Sit on my ass and watch TV all day.
And now we're talking about great.
I do take interest in the show, Mick. And I thought it would be of interest to people if I watch this while I'm multitasking, as you know I do. So Jimmy Kimmel hosts it.
Yep.
And there's no audience. He's on the stage and there's no one in the audience.
Ooh, tough gig. It's tough in the best.
Tough gig. Yeah. But you know what they did? He's had some really good jokes, opening jokes. They did put in images from people from last year's Emmys laughing at the jokes.
That was well done.
And it worked really well. Yeah, yeah. I think that worked well. One of the first people to come and present
an
award.
You're watching it too, Dave.
We've
got a hard working
You can drift in and out.
We've got a really hard
working crew. Oh, so do you want us to not give any content for this flipping show? I'm the one that watches everything on this show. How about someone else watch something?
Oh, that'll be a task.
Jeez, okay.
Tell me I've got
All right, someone sit and watch the block for me and get back to me on that. Jeez.
Oh, jeez, settle down.
I could be walking around for 2 hours.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to live there.
I am allowed to walk for 2 hours, and I didn't to watch
but
this show
for the team. So
yes,
on.
I did. Yeah, well done. Thank you.
Thank you. Fire
All right, so I'm a big David Letterman fan, as I believe we all have been. Let's hear Jimmy Kimmel introduce Dave Letterman to present an award.
I'm Dave Letterman. Let's wait a second here for that virtual applause to die down. This tuxedo, the last time I wore it was in 1986 when I hosted the Emmys. Here's what I found in the pocket. These are jokes from the 1986 Emmys. What a great looking crowd. So many stars, so much cocaine. Is this the Emmys or the Mets locker room? Neil Diamond is nominated tonight. Neil, where'd you go for that spray tan? Chernobyl? 1986. Oliver North and Angela Lansbury have a new show this fall on CBS. It's called Trading Arms for Hostages, she wrote. Quality comedy.
That's funny. That's very good.
That's funny. Now, it was
good
a very
to see
different.
Him too, because he's a rare,
so good.
A rare public
great.
Appearance.
And good for him for saying yes. He was on the back of a truck in Indiana.
Good on him.
So that was great. Now, in a first, all seven comedy awards have been won by one show. I'm not sure whether a lot of people in our audience or people watch this. It's Schitt's Creek, which is spelt S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Now, every time that anybody said the name Schitt's Creek on this show, they had to put up a super of the way it's spelt so that the American audience wasn't offended by somebody perhaps swearing.
You can't
swearing.
Say the S word.
You can't say the S word. So this is, you know. So this is a show.
Mum from the children at the border. But
you can't say Schitt's Creek. It was bizarre every time someone said it, and they said it a lot. Yeah. So it kept coming up.
Have you watched the show? I've no idea what you're talking about.
I've given it a bash.
Have a guess. It was a comedy written and produced and starring a woman?
No.
Wow. Generally is the case for the awards season.
Well, it has, and Dave and I agree on this. Eugene Levy, who we love, who's been in
Christopher Guest movie.
Best in Show and all those, and Catherine O'Hara, and they play the lead characters in it. And it went for 6 years. It's very interesting that the show finishes. Has it been on? Has it been on commercial television for years?
I know it hasn't. I think it's still on Netflix. Is it either Netflix or Stan?
Well, it's 6 years old. The show is 6 years old. And what is annoying too is that now that it's finished and they filmed the finale, now it gets awards. It didn't before then, but it gets them now.
So it's been wound up.
It's finished.
Yeah, no more.
It's finished. So this
see
is
it?
No. Well, you can go back and watch six series and watch reruns.
What's it about?
It's a family who were very wealthy and lose all their money, and they discover that they own had bought years ago a small town called Schitt's Creek. And they have to go and move there and live with the people.
That's it.
It's like Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Yes.
A reverse Beverly Hillbillies.
It's a reverse Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, the Beverly Hillbillies should have won. And they live in a motel. I would have paid that.
They live in a terrible motel. Anyway, so and I kept being disappointed because all the shows I love wasn't winning. Anyway, there was a dramatic moment. Jason Bateman, who I love. You're not mad on Ozark, but I love it.
I like Jason Bateman, by the way. Yeah. I think he's brilliant.
He was in another show called Outsiders. They had one of those awful moments where they announced him the winner, but...
Oh, no.
Let's have a listen.
Are there any
goes to
Jason Bateman as Terry Maitland, the outsider, Fisher.
Oops.
Then it went blank. It actually wasn't him. It was a terrible mix-up. And then the next minute comes up on the screen, our apologies, an incorrect winner has been announced. We're fixing it now. Please don't go away. So he did not win at all.
But who got it wrong? Because it was pre-recorded. Was it pre-recorded?
No, it was still going live. They were still putting up the winners live to air, and it wasn't him that won. But it reminds me of...
Of which one in particular? What does it remind you of?
There's so many good ones. Well, let's go. La La Land was one.
The classic.
Yeah, the classic. Let's have a listen.
We've got a little compile for you to take a listen to.
Oh, yeah, have a listen. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
Kelsey. Oh, my God. I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. It was fed to me wrong. This is what happens when you have live TV, folks. I'm so sorry. This is insane.
This universe 2015 is Colombia. Okay, folks. I have to apologize. Miss Universe is Philippines. It is my mistake. Still a great night.
The Academy Award for Best Picture.
La La Land.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to...
Guys, I'm sorry.
No. There's a mistake. There's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Oh, dear.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
This is very unfortunate what happened. Personally, I blame Steve Harvey for this.
Well, there you go. I was going to say my favorite also is Sarah Murdoch when she meets
that's pretty good.
That's terrible.
The awarding of Miss Columbia in the Miss Universe. Now, it's an easy mistake to make because she's always right up there.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, you know, someone got killed over there.
Oh, my God, totally. Of all countries to get wrong.
Someone got shot.
Can I just quickly say that there were a bunch of Australians nominated. And so there was Tony McNamara, who created and wrote The Great, which is great if you can watch that. Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette, Hugh Jackman all missed out. But Sarah Snook, who was in Succession, that show won Best Show.
Cool. Oh, nice.
All right. Well done to Sarah Snook.
Yep.
All right. Coming up, Nearly Meadows
right
Sports.
After this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
We're talking to Nearly Meadows, who's in the United Arab Emirates, there to cover the IPL. Big news regarding the Aussies and their one-day form. Nearly, go!
This is absolutely awesome, guys. Marcus Stoinis, who's picked as an all-rounder, playing for the Delhi Capitals, which is also under Ricky Ponting as coach, so some really great Aussie connections. We didn't know if he was going to be playing in this game. Well, he has come out and absolutely turned the game on its head. They were no hope at all. 96-5 after 16 overs. Marcus Stoinis comes in, smacks 53 off 21 balls.
Yes.
Absolutely smacking them everywhere. Yep. So it was 57 runs off the last three overs. And then he ends up doing it with the ball at the death as well. He takes a wicket with the last ball, force it to a super over. And then they end up winning it in the super over. So absolutely unbelievable. If you do well in the IPL, it is just huge for your prospects financially and also.
Was he on a big contract this year, or is this good for the next time?
No, this is absolutely good news for Marcus Stoinis. He was just basically picked as that all-rounder because they desperately needed it at the Delhi Capital. So this will be huge for him. Let's have a little bit of a listen to the audio because it was pretty exciting.
Marcus Stoinis, what a wonderful half-century that is. Right, last over at Stoinis. Up, up, and away. Oh, he's gone! He's gone! We are going to a super over. You cannot believe it. Marcus Stoinis. Oh, it's all over. And the Delhi Capitals, they breathe a sigh of relief. You can see that relief on Marcus Stoinis' face.
I like it.
Hey, right. Nez, you're there commentating for the IPL. I saw a picture of you on Twitter with KP. Please send him my regards.
Oh,
well, here we go. Yeah.
He's been great fun to work with, KP. He's been brilliant.
Yeah, Jane's got a soft spot.
I've got a soft spot for him, but it's very exciting for you to be able... No, I'm just not saying about KP, but it's exciting. And what's it feeling? Because this is the first... We haven't spoken to you since you've been commentating.
It has been so much fun, and the two games so far have been unbelievable. They've both gone right down to the death. So it's awesome to be involved in it, and just so nice to be back covering live sport and hopefully bringing a bit of joy to sports fans.
Good for you.
What else, please?
But been great.
Okay.
What else? Well, I tell you what, it's been Tour de France and Richie Porte, another Aussie, doing amazing on the world stage. A podium finish, his first time. Second
really
for an
great
Aussie.
News.
He ended up finishing third. And I tell you what, it came as a bit of a loss to him because wife Gemma gave birth to his baby girl Eloise a couple of weeks ago. Very entertaining from Gemma, though. I think she'd be pretty good on the wine. She basically said, go to the tour, but if you're at the back of the peloton, I'll be a little bit pissed.
Oh, no wonder he rode so,
so
fast.
Exactly. And so when he finished on the podium, he basically said, look, to miss the berth, I feel like this goes a little bit of the way to make it worthwhile. And Gemma said, I guess that she might have to have a bit of a drink. Can you have a drink while breastfeeding? And when can you have it? And how much exactly? So she seems like great fun. Awesome for Richie Porte. In the end, we have the youngest winner since 1904.
That's fantastic.
If I was Richie Porte, I would rather be riding uphill on a bike in the French Alps.
Are you going to say then be at the birth of my child? Okay.
So I think he's gone. Yep, it's line ball, but I think I know which way I'm going.
What do you want to tell your child? I missed winning a leg of the Tour de France to be watch your mother and you know give birth.
Indeed.
What's the better story? And he's done it great.
He has indeed.
As a kid, I would definitely want like the photo of him winning or being on the podium and being able to earn more money as my father.
It's very exciting. That's right. That's his job. Phil Liggett, we spoke to last Friday, and he said he really hoped he would do well, but he couldn't see him on the podium. And
that's
so
right.
It's a fantastic
well done.
Result. We want to talk golf now. You've got a local story and a US Open story for us. Let's do it. You've got some Ash Barty news. Is it news, though? Tell me what she's done.
So I love this about Ash Barty because basically she's taken a bit of a break from tennis just with all the COVID concerns, decided not to go to the US Open, the French Open. Instead, she thought, you know what, why not work on my golfing handicap? She's taken from 10 to 4 and basically won at the Brookwater Golf Club Women's Championship. So she's now the world number one tennis player and also won a 2020 Major Club Championship in golf.
Hang on. It's a country club. It's, you know, was it A grade, B grade or open? What was it? I mean, it's hardly a big...
Oh, my God.
She's
it's excellent.
Professional tennis, professional cricket, and now she's got a handicap of 4 in golf.
And if she's playing off 4, then you can't fudge that. It is what it is.
Is she playing golf? I can't play golf.
I think you should take her on and settle it once and for all.
Oh, I will.
Nez, he's very upset. Yeah. He can't play golf. He's really pissed off.
Why does she get to play?
Yeah, that's why.
I tell you what, I think this one will be definitely in up your alley and of your interest. Patrick Reed.
I know this. I saw this live. Go ahead. What a cheat.
So cameras have basically appeared to catch him patting down the rough, but quite forcefully around his ball on the ninth at the US Open. So you can gently...
He's flattening long grass.
No, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to push the grass down. Not allowed to do it.
You can gently rest your club on the grass.
That's right. But he wasn't. His club was bending. Forcefully. His club nearly snapped. This is the guy who got caught at the President's Cup.
Right.
They call him the excavator. Sorry, the week before the President's Cup. Improving his lie in a bunker by basically on the takeaway, whisking sand like he's shoveling.
Wow.
And I was there 2 days out of the four for the President's Cup, and the crowd were hilarious. Every time he went near the ball, every time he went in a bunker, the whole crowd cheered because they knew he was going in.
But
everyone on the circuit hates him. He's a known cheat. There's stories about the guy that says he stole money from his golfing partners when at uni.
Oh, dear. That's no good.
And him and his wife have been caught slagging off every other golfers during the tournament. His caddy last year at the President's Cup, who happens to be his brother-in-law, tried to punch someone. Oh. I mean, this guy, when's enough
he
enough?
He's like a good bloke.
Yeah, that's right. I would like to make him play with Ash Barty.
Get Patrick Reed and Gemma Port on the pitch together. I reckon that would be a very funny thing.
Can you hang about, please? Nearly?
And right. Yes.
Can you hang around, please?
Absolutely. Bryson DeChambeau was the one who won the US Open in the
Yeah. By the way, DeChambeau. Have you seen him drive a ball? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we'll be back with more. We've got big news involving Eddie Maguire.
All right.
And should he be removed from every position he's ever held?
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
I will break that down with Nerrily right after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With the Song Whisperer, he's going to join us soon. Then ahead of the 200th episode of Have You Been Paying Attention tonight, Tom Gleisner is going to join us as well. Nerrily Meadows is with us. So we're doing sports update here on Kennedy
Malloy. We apologise we're going to be late into the news, but there's some news that just has to be broached. All right, Nerrily, you've got big news on the AFL front from the season's done and dusted. We're into the finals. All eyes turn to the Gold Coast. And the Collingwood president, Eddie Maguire, has got himself in a bit of hot water. Can you explain, please?
This is very interesting. So Eddie Maguire has been photographed at the Pink Flamingo nightclub on the Gold Coast. Now, let's just
establish that could be him if his face is, if he's got the high blood pressure.
Yeah, that's true.
Hang on. Careful. Please, go on, Nez.
He was with his 19-year-old son. Now, everyone needs to know because people do love
my godson, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Joe Maguire.
Joe Maguire is my godson, so be very careful,
everyone.
I
hope you've had words to him.
Why? Why would I?
No, to Eddie. Not Eddie. Eddie's the one. Okay, go. What's happening?
They're at the Pink Flamingo. Now, Eddie is not in the Collingwood hub, so he's allowed to do this. He hasn't done anything against the rules or against the COVID restrictions, but it's obviously not a great look. But the thing that's raised a few eyebrows since is his explanation. He says it's for research. This is him on Triple M Hot Breakfast this morning.
So what I did on Saturday night, we pre-booked
this is like
the
a reconnaissance
dinner.
Mission,
was it? It was, yeah, pretty much. So pre-booked the dinner. We were invited then to the
Pink
manager.
Flamingo
was fantastic.
Speaking
no, mate, you're a bit obsessed on that.
I'm trying to find out.
Sound like a Herald Sun guy. And they said, look, well, the best place we can show you is this place called the Pink Flamingo. And they had people in queues. They had them socially distanced. They had booths and tables set up so that the maitre d' would take you and you'd sit down. They put on entertainment, and from there they had waiter service. So they would just sit there, and they also made sure that people didn't come up. I'm sick of people worrying about optics and carry on. Go and have a look at it in intelligent fashion. Come back with reconnaissance, sit down, and see if we can open up the economy in Victoria rather than everybody
all
wetting their pants
that
every 5 minutes and having Jeff running around telling you how to live your life.
Okay. Okay, a couple of things out of that, Nelly.
Yeah, what's that?
What's the entertainment he's referring to? Is there a stripper pole involved at the Pink Pussycat or the Pink Flamingo? What are we talking about?
No.
Don't pretend like you haven't done your own research.
Surely you're familiar with every
much
club in the Gold Coast, Mick.
Well, I prefer it to Hollywood Showgirls, but neither is as good as Bad Girls, which
Nez,
I give my highest rating.
Oh, yeah, well, Nez, can I jump in here and say that the Pink Flamingo is, in fact, a Spiegel club?
What's
are you
a
familiar
Spiegel
with this
club
term? Well, this is a very classy, well, let's say soft burlesque.
It's
making it sound much better here, Jane.
No, I'm saying it's a show review. It's like being in Las Vegas.
Mate, I'm looking at it now. It's naked chicks in a cage. It's
they're like, not naked.
It's like a nudie.
No,
they're
flamboyant performers.
Well, no one's chucking money, but apart from that, it's a fine line.
And the glow is very pink. Now, the reason we all know about this is because Ed was coming out of the club, which still has the pink hues, and he was photographed, which he's very good at getting photos, agreeing to have photos, Nez, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's lovely, Eddie, and he's great fun when you run into him in social circumstances as well. So
he needed me there.
He hasn't done anything wrong. That's the main thing. But
he needed me there. I've toured with Ed, and I've had to fish him out of
you
some
have
incredible
not, don't be stupid
situations.
You have not.
In every
now,
chair.
Let's just say, be thankful that you are not with Ed on the Gold Coast, because that would be, you would lead him astray and that
way
would be a disaster.
I'm on my way, Ed. I'm coming up.
And I'm about to contact
we'll
my godson.
We'll be having
godson
a kebab out the front of Showgirls at 3 in the morning waiting for the cops to arrive. Any minute. I'll get you home.
Thank you.
Hey, Neroli, thank you once again. Good luck over there. Keep us informed. I'll organise a game with Ash Barty soon.
Oh,
thank you, Neroli.
Davey Warner up against Virat Kohli tonight. Thanks for having
me, guys. Oh, wow. Great. Brilliant. We will watch that.
Tune in, everyone. Thank you.
And a shout out to the Goldies 92.5 Triple M as well. Hey, it's time for the Song Whisperer.
It is.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
This story is so funny. Jay, straight into it, buddy. Yes. Synopsis, please.
An indignant man with a superiority complex is feeling unduly and harshly judged. Mm. He doesn't help the situation.
Pink Flamingo.
Violent.
I was going to say Mick Malloy.
In addition to his narcissism, he also has asthma or some other respiratory ailment that makes inhaling and exhaling difficult.
Jeez.
Is that it?
That's it.
Every breath you take.
Oh, that's so good.
Every breath you take.
Thank you. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, that's my karaoke song.
Is it? Oh, there's a girly song talking about I can't breathe.
Yeah, Tony Braxton, is it?
Yes, Tony Braxton. Yeah, breathe.
Too, bit too quick there, Dave.
No.
Bit too quick on the Tony Braxton.
I was thinking...
not Tony Braxton.
Nothing to do with the song or the song Whisperer, but I just looked at today's date and it's the 21st of September.
Yes.
Okay, I'm dancing, everybody.
I'm dancing.
This would be good at the Pink Flamingo.
I'll tell you, this is classy. It's classy burlesque.
1-3-3-5-3. If you think you know it, give us a call.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, coming up in this hour, Tom Gleisner has some hard questions to answer from me.
Oh, really?
Snubbed.
Oh, dear.
The 200th episode tonight of Have You Been Paying Attention?
Well, I think they wanted a quality show, so that's what's going to happen. Look out, everybody. Right. Hey, we've got some world news. Mm. Russia has been making some big claims, and it involves planets.
What?
Which doesn't seem fair, because I thought that was for all of us.
We're going to have to get The Bachelor back on.
Might have.
Well, we might have to do that.
And get the latest. I call bullshit. Are you doing it or not?
Maybe. Well, I'll see how we go.
Yeah, I'll see how you feel.
Yeah, I'll see how I feel. I'm just in that one of those moods today.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Hard to pin down.
Okay. Yeah, I am hard to pin down.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. but let's start at the top with this one.
With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
Okay, synopsis again, Jay.
An indignant man with a superiority complex is feeling unduly and harshly judged. He doesn't help the situation with his violent threats. In addition to his narcissism, he also has asthma or some other respiratory ailment that makes inhaling and exhaling difficult.
Sounds like the Song Whisperer's got difficulties.
Situation.
I love the Song Whisperer also has the American asthma.
Asthma.
We love that. Yeah. Does he use aluminum foil? Yeah. I'm not being rude, but it's the difference.
I do use aluminum foil, absolutely.
Do you wear Puma runners?
I wear Puma runners.
Don't say Puma on air. It's not right.
I also enjoy the sound of the kookaburra.
How dare you?
Yes, that's it. You've gone too far now. You can't be saying that.
All right. Let's go to some callers around Australia. Okay. Hi, Sean. How are you going?
Hey, Jay. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good today, mate.
Where are you calling from?
From Indy Plains.
What happens there?
Not a lot, mate. Not a lot. You love it. You love it.
Got a good pub? That's what Mick's interested in.
Good pub, good place to drink. It's all good, mate. You can gamble, you can do it whatever you want on your phone. It's great.
Jeez, you're a very cerebral man.
He'll get upset now. He'll start crying.
Yeah, you're just teasing me now, aren't you, mate?
Of course.
I'll come to Emu Plains and I will burn the town down. How does that sound?
I'll be waiting for lock up.
That's it.
All right, mate.
Sean,
you got?
What's your guess?
Just Breathe by Pearl Jam.
Oh,
nice one. Did I say that I
need you? Teddy Vedder.
I love this. Oh, what a beautiful song.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Jay. It does skew a little female.
I beg your pardon. I do like it, but come on.
School feels female. Have you got the Seth MacFarlane clip there? Can you find it for us, please? Do we have an answer on that?
Not Pearl Jam.
Not Pearl Jam.
Not Pearl Jam, but Sean's on the right track.
Thank you, Sean.
He is indeed.
He's on the right track.
You betcha.
Okay.
In what way? Could you give us a hint?
Why is he on the right track? But he's wrong.
Let's keep moving. Steve's on the line. Steve, what say you? Song, please.
Breathe, The Prodigy.
Oh, what a song. This takes me back to driving through the territory and the Kimberley with my girlfriend going, how bizarre is this? I've had a couple. I'm in the
I think there's a few additions to that leaving out.
And all of a sudden, the engine started to play up. And it went from the best day of my life to the worst day of my life.
Sheepers.
Yeah, very, very
Did you end up in a lockup somewhere?
Turkey Close. Creek, I think. Big hello to everyone in Turkey Creek who are now down one turkey. And I'll let you fill in the blanks, but let's just say.
Over to you, Song Whisperer.
It is not Prodigy.
No Prodigy.
No Prodigy.
I've got another Prodigy story. Can I tell it?
Yeah, I want to hear it. What is it?
I do too.
Having a cigarette out the front of Crown Casino with a guy. I don't know how it came up. It was Prodigy. I started talking about Prodigy, told him that story, told him another story, and he goes, you realise I'm the drummer from Prodigy.
Oh, well,
what the hell is going on?
You thought it was remiss of me not to tell you that I had met Barbara Streisand.
Anyway, that's
good. Where have you been hiding that story?
Oh, man, it's completely escaped me. Steve, breathe. Prodigy. Song Whisperer.
No, we said no.
No, we said no already. We're going to go to Craig because Craig's going in another direction altogether, but I don't mind it. Hello, Craig.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Where are you calling from? Thank you.
From Epping in Victoria.
Oh, you're in lockup land?
Yeah.
I'm in lockup land, yes.
But you sound up. You sound positive and that's what
bonkers.
We like.
You're not going a bit bonkers? I am.
Well, I'm always there. I'm halfway there anyhow.
All right. What do you got, buddy?
Start Me Up, Rolling Stones.
Mm. Oh. I like it. It was like a comeback album, this one, wasn't it? There's only a couple of good tracks on it.
Only a couple.
They hadn't had a good record in a while.
No, they hadn't. It's all right.
Yeah, it's a good song. What do you think?
It's a good song, but it's not Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Bummer.
Hey, Craig's in lockdown. Let's give him some beer.
Yeah, sure. A case of Brick Lane.
Not fair.
Brick draft coming away.
Thank you.
Available at Dan Murphy's First Choice Liquor.
Let's go to Andrea. Andrea.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Where are you calling from?
I'm from Kalanga. It's a suburb of Brisbane in Queensland.
Hello, Kalanga.
How lovely.
It's a great
it's
little
It's bloody
suburb.
Beautiful up here today.
All right.
Oh, you sound happy and rub it in. Chipper.
Jeez, what a
mole. Well, my Monday workday's finished, so,
kind of
good.
Please don't call us that. He says it with love. Andrea.
I mean, in a nice way.
I know. There's only one nice way to say it.
Okay, what do you got?
I reckon it is Harder to Breathe by Maroon 5.
Oh. All right, this is right in the zone. This sounds like something we'd play. Mm. Well, how does that? Oh, it's called Harder to Breathe, is it?
Harder to breathe.
I'm going to talk it up.
I really hope it's not this song, by the way.
Well, thanks, Nick.
Nick, not going to be your day then.
It is.
Because it's correct.
Well done.
You got it, Andrea. You got the prize as well.
I'm happy for you, but now we have to play it.
You got a case of Brick Lane as well.
Well done.
Which you can get. Let's hear it. Maroon 5.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Pearl Jam discussion, which Jay said they skew slightly female. Mm. His wife.
Yeah, that's right. Astrid believes it's...
we're Eddie Vedder fans, that's all.
Yeah.
For Eddie Vedder. Yeah. And what were we saying? We're saying there was a particular time...
So back in the 90s, that sort of sound, that Scott Stapp from Creed, you had Eddie Vedder as well.
Hootie.
There was Hootie and the Blowfish. There was a real sort of 90s kind of sound. And Seth MacFarlane with Ted from that movie painted a pretty good picture.
You can do any 90s song with just vowels. I want to be forever, 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 forever,
E-I-O-U. There it was. Funny stuff. All right, time to get on with it. Our next guest is, for some strange reason, is celebrating the 200th episode of Have You Been Paying Attention without me tonight. I would have thought a lock-in start as one of the most favourite regular guests on the lineup. At least tonight, often would have come in. But no, I have to find out today that the 200th episode is being celebrated tonight.
Yes.
Tom, I don't get it. Is there an issue here? What's going on?
Mick, I've said it before, I don't sit on the selection committee, and it's very formal this evening. We've fucked up. It's a bit Logies-like, so I'm not sure whether... do you have a suit?
I have a Melbourne Magistrates Court suit.
He does for court appearances only.
Over the years. All right, I'm sure you've managed to cobble together a reasonable team, have you?
Yeah, well, look, it's some of our heritage acts and some newbies. We've got, of course, Ed and Sam, who were there from day
from
one.
From the get-go, yeah.
Indeed. We've got Celia Pakwala. She was on episode 3, I went back and checked.
Oh, wow.
Mel Bracewell from New Zealand and Tony Martin stepping in. So it's going to be
sounds like a reasonable lineup. In my absence, of course.
Well, of course.
and are you turning up? Are you?
Look, I will be there because it's quite an honour to reach 200 episodes on Channel 10. I've done a bit of research, and I think it's just us, neighbours, and aerobics all-style. I don't think anyone's got that.
Hey, Tommy, I had a celebration when one of my TV shows got to 8 episodes, so I can only imagine what's happening.
Tom, it is good. 200. It's been interesting.
It's
watching the Masked Singer that's got to air, and that big news on the block because they shut down for 6 weeks and have to keep going. Yeah. So in this day and age, to keep getting shows done... I think it's a good
especially at your
effort.
Age. You know,
I am in that morbid group. No, you're right. You're right, Janie. We take it for granted. But we, you know, we're very careful. Of course, we don't have the audience, and we don't have the contestants in the studio. They're all kind of sort of off in safe zones.
Yep. Do you have special guests? Oh, sorry, tonight.
Yes, so Daniel Ricciardo, Formula One. Okay. Daniel Ricciardo is joining us from London.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's huge.
My 200 shows, you do need to be congratulated. It's a unique Australian concept. I know, you know, we all know how hard it is to get a show that's not a big buy from overseas or a format, but to sneak it through, it's not easy, and you guys rarely miss. So congratulations and thank you. Because it gives us all a lot of joy to be sitting home and watching it and having a laugh, especially in these troubling times. So, kudos to you.
That is the most sincere I've ever heard.
I know, I'm waiting. There's something weird.
It's kind of self-interest because I'm trying to...
He's trying to get back on.
We're all in the same boat, aren't we?
You'll be back, Mickey. Don't you worry. We'll be pulling for the next couple of weeks, I think.
School holidays. I'm not sure if I'm available. I'm a 50-50. All right, mate. Hey, now, what have you been doing during lockdown apart from... presenting one of the great TV breakout shows in Australian history.
Well, I have become a bit of a home handyman. It all started...
Oh, my God,
I know,
Tom.
Jane, you wouldn't think it would...
No, I would not pick it.
Do not climb a ladder.
No,
classic guy who ends up in a current affair who fell off the third rung and is now still holed up in a private ward.
I've seen Molly recently. I'm staying off ladders, I can tell you. But I'm saying that I've been doing a little bit of home repair. We get started when our dishwasher went kaput. It wouldn't. The water kept... not draining. Right. So I rang to get a repair person around and they said it was going to be like a month or something. Jeez. I said, that is nuts. So I jumped on YouTube, you know, put in the information.
I've done a tradie Janie trick.
Janie, I fixed it. I fixed the dishwasher.
Isn't that amazing? Oh, well,
tradie Tommy.
And wow, I'm so sorry. So since I've kind of been a bit of a roll, I'm just waiting for things to break so I can tackle them. And I brought in, if you've got about 20 seconds, this is my YouTube search history for the last 3 months.
Hello, my name is Sean, and today I'm going to show you how to change the drain hose on this Bosch dishwasher.
Today we're going to show a video on how to clean your ductless air filters.
So you want to learn how to drive a trailer in reverse.
I'm going to show you how to take oil stains out of your clothes.
Today I'm going to demonstrate how to administer a pill to a cat.
I stopped with the cat thing. That didn't go well.
Deviates just slightly from my search history, but you know what?
But it's bang on with mine.
You can learn anything. You can learn anything from YouTube.
Of course.
All right. Well, sounds good, mate. Have a good one tonight. What time are we on tonight? No Masked Singer. What's the lead in tonight? What are we doing? Because it's been top shelf television on Channel 10 lately.
Well, that will continue because I think Grant Denyer might be hosting something, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's Lindy Chamberlain. Anyway, it's us at about 8:30, 8:40. It's going to be a
cool show. He's cooked, Denyer. He's done.
Don't say that. Tune in around 8:30 and you'll see the show.
Good on you, mate. Well, have a good one.
Thanks, Mick. Thanks, Janie.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, news. Oh, good.
Can we Can we do a podcast on with Maddie on constructing that?
Yeah,
great like, idea. Like a podcast. Of,
like a production.
The, yeah, what he was thinking, where he got the music from, play some of those tunes in their entirety.
Yeah.
Talk about process. The influence it's had on the world.
Yeah, yeah, good idea.
Hey.
I'm going to start in Russia.
Okay.
Now, I've had a bit of interest in Russia lately because I recently watched a documentary. Well, no, a dramatisation of the Salisbury poisonings.
Oh, yeah, right. That's been blown out of proportion. If you can't poison a couple on foreign soil like London, I mean,
it's actually a very good show. Yeah, it's called The Salisbury Poisonings. It's really interesting.
Was that okay, with the old Novacek?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
It's pretty powerful, that stuff.
Oh, a teaspoon can take down a whole nation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Good
as
on you.
I've discovered. Like, insane. Yeah, there's a doco. There's a docudrama you want to get onto.
But he's back healthy again, isn't he? Or he's now drinking?
Oh, hang on. Well, this is the current opposition, right. The opposition leader who's now in Germany, in Berlin. Yeah.
Right.
Who they've said, yeah, no, we've got traces of that. The old Novacek's in there. And the Russians are going, I can't believe it. But please come home.
But they
be first, safe. Yeah.
They thought he first had it as a cup of tea at the airport. And now they've discovered they've traced it back to bottled water in his office.
Oh,
yeah.
And anyway, so, but this has got nothing to do with Novacek, but I'm just saying, we're talking about Russia.
So what did you see?
Mm. I believe that Russia's space agency chief has declared that Venus is now one of their own.
Hang on.
No.
Yes, they've put dibs on Russia, on Venus.
Why? Where'd you learn this? Was there a news report?
No, they said, we think that Venus is a Russian planet, so we shouldn't lag behind, says Roscosmos chief Dmitry Rogozin.
I don't like him.
Right.
I don't care for
him. I'm suspicious about him, I have to say. He said, Venus is more interesting than Mars. That I agree with.
Yeah, sure.
Suggesting that the planet could help scientists understand how to address climate change on Earth. What I don't like is the idea is they've just gone, we're doing all the research on Venus. You're all obsessed with Mars. We now own it.
No.
Yeah, it's terrible at our own.
You can't have it. And by the way,
I agree. I call BS on that.
Just because yours from the Russian Space Agency, we now have the South Australian Space Agency, who I believe have dibs on Mercury and Saturn and Uranus.
And Pluto, that's now not a proper planet.
Do you know what? I take his point, though. The Mars is a boring. We've been settled up.
Mars is boring.
We're the most boring planet. I reckon space exploration would have been a lot quicker. But maybe if we had Saturn next door with all those rings.
Oh, that would look pretty cool.
You'd go, cool, let's go there.
Venus is cool.
And you just
because?
Go, where? Go.
Why?
Are men from Mars?
Well, yeah, women are from, who knows.
Hello.
Send all women to Venus.
I mean, you had a song by Bananarama.
I'm your Venus.
Okay, is that what you're bringing to the table, Dave?
Sorry.
Is that your contribution?
That's all I got. Oh, and my telescope, which I'll get on the
weekend. Oh, how's your telescope going?
It's a bit dusty.
Doesn't need a clean. Needs a clean.
Is it space dust?
I don't know. But the thing is, I don't want to wipe the lens with a cloth because, you know, you don't want to scratch the lens of the telescope, so I might have to get some air and blow
it out. But don't you have a proper nerdy cloth to clean your screens with anyway?
No, well, I don't think you can
put
that
on a
telescope.
Are you just going through the neighbour's bedroom window?
No, I haven't watched anything yet.
Hang on.
The moon's not full yet, so once the moon's full, I'll pull it out. Yeah.
Okay, now, what?
Oh, I'm sorry, my dog's barking.
Sit down.
This show's going to be casual all of a sudden. Really,
I love it.
So I'm
someone's home.
Someone's keeping it real.
You better go get that, James. It's probably a delivery.
It's all right. It's already been delivered. No, it's all right. We were going to talk about someone found a brain on a beach.
What? Oh, yeah. We've got No, it's true. In America, in Wisconsin, a brain.
I'm shifting. Yeah.
He found a brain wrapped in alfoil. We've got the audio here. Have a listen.
Mm. I came across this package wrapped in aluminum foil. So I popped it open. Like, it took a little bit for it to really, what was going on. It was a brain.
Senda says he found some city employees working nearby and asked them the same question.
And they're like, yeah, that's a brain.
Senda then called police.
And they said, yeah, it looks like a brain.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like a brain, which is genuinely hard to find in Wisconsin. Please vote against Trump. Please vote against Trump. And wrapped in alfoil. It's a pretty casual attitude.
You mean aluminum foil?
Yeah. Aluminum
song
foil.
Whisperer.
Yeah, aluminum.
What do you call it?
Aluminum foil.
Yeah.
And what's our national bird?
Emu.
No, the kookaburra.
Kookaburra and an emu.
It's definitely an emu, but it is certainly a kookaburra.
What would we find out of a kookaburra and an emu?
Yeah.
Ooh, who would win?
What a good question.
Mm. Oh, I'm calling the
emu's got it on size, but the kookaburra, I feel like, could get around and peck.
I've always said this. I'd like to take an emu to the cockfight. And just turn up and go, get it, guys.
Yeah.
Mate, what a... It'd be hard.
I'm pretty sure you're the only one who's ever said that.
Stomp.
Here's another thing I think about often. What size bucket would you need for an emu? Like, if you're going to get a bucket of Kentucky. Like, it'd be the size of a bin, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Big.
It would be tough. It'd be and brown. You know how no one likes the brown meat?
All right, guys. Well,
is that just... Are you calling it in, are you saying we ran out of puff? Is that it?
No, I'm
the man who brought
we've run out of time.
To the table.
Gotta take a break. We'll run out of time. That's the world news. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds where you can find the perfect match to your form preferences very easily with the Neds filter form, neds.com.au.
This is the key to a successful spring carnival.
Yeah.
It's looming.
Any other festival. We've got finals of NRL, AFL coming up. Always. Tennis Australia's gone berserk. There's cricket on overseas at the moment. Just call the nerds at Neds. Get your app. Well done, tech nerds.
What do you call it, Mickey? You say it's like just like racing Tinder.
Well, racing Tinder, gambling Tinder, whatever you want to call it. They do all the heavy lifting. They do all the hack work. They narrow down your options, hand it to you on a platter. All you have to do basically is go and collect. If they could design an app that collects the money as well, they'll be the first to do it.
I can use it. They get all the... I've just put the information that I know about they give me all the everything I need to know back. I don't have to frig around with form guides or anything like that. Well, it's in an app in my hand.
Even you can do it. Even I can do it. And I'm a tech idiot.
True. No, that's true.
So that's more to the point.
Here they've done. You can plug in stuff like you want to know who won last start, top jockey, top trainer, track wins.
Yep.
They can cover most eventualities. Mm. However, if the race caller loses his voice, I doubt they'll be able to tip you off to this.
Oh, dear.
You did a travel in second place. Elia Rose on the inside, Linval Dainty. One out, one back, Leona Tijan. On the inside, three back, Booba Owie Boy and Harding coming three wide now. We're one step closer, just racing Greeley at the tail end of the field. Heading towards a 600. Second quarter, 32-1, 65.
Come on.
Now he goes full steam ahead. We're one step closer. And he goes forward three wide quickly, going with the Liar Rose on the inside. Cop and Eiffel can't go with them.
Get him a butter menthol.
He's between runners where we own a teaching. On the inside, Lindell Dainty and at the tail in the field. We're looking about 5 or 6 metres to Booba Owie Boy.
God,
I think we're gone here in front, leading the way. It's a Liar Rose, leads by 2 metres in second placing. No, I don't think I'll get through this. Hello, Yatesy, where are you? We need you, mate. In front of Liar Rose. Down the outside. Trying hard was one step closer. But Liar Rose wins.
All right, second you get the placing. Idea.
My
you
could have won.
You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know.
But you're a better chance of winning with Neds. Thank you.
All you got to do is go to neds.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Back tomorrow to drive you home again with Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy.
How do you have a 200th edition of Have You Been Paying Attention and not at least call me?
You're not on it.
We're having a special celebration.
Yes,
it's tonight, and it's our 200th episode.
Yep.
And for all your service, we would love you.
Oh, that's a shame. That means you miss out on the gift bag as well.
Hey, do you reckon is it because I bagged them out?
Probably.
I bagged out their
you were very rude about their gifts.
The drink bottle.
Very rude. They're very good this year, though. Yeah, it's a good backpack. So, if you're not on the show, you're not on the show.
I'll just run him over in the car. I'll wait downstairs. Remember me? Beep, beep. Right.
That's on tonight. And what are you having for dinner, Mickey, tonight?
What are you cooking?
What are you cooking up?
A packet of freckles, I reckon.
There it is.
Enjoy
Give me an air fryer, somebody.
All right. Don't forget, tomorrow we've got Ray Dearlove to talk all things rhino.
Awesome.
Yes.
And Dave O'Neill.
Dave O'Neill.
He'll be on the show as well. Missed any today's
Yummy.
Show? Grab the
Snacks.
Podcast. Catch up. KennedyMalloy.com.au. Back tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.